we are WNST. AM 1570, Towns of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I have these Back to the Future $10,000 scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery. Also, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions. Curio Wellness sending us. I got one for you. Damian is here. Alicia is here. Here, one for you, too.
Thank
Give you a lucky one as well. We're at Fadley's in the historic, beautiful Lexington Market. We're trying to have some fun around here today. You know, I thought the Orioles would be packing downtown this summer, doing all that stuff. And I know you close a little early and you get a little baseball traffic in here. But since the last time we got together, the bummer of being here on Fridays during baseball season and having summertime, though. We got the best crab cakes. This is the time of the year, right?
This is the time of the year. Crabs are beautiful. We've got great Maryland crab meat.
Delicious. I had a crab cake over here. Luke had a crab cake over here. What do people need to know about summer? What do you want to lecture me on? What are you going to teach me this year? You taught me about oysters and grasses and the bay and picking crabs and going over to the Eastern Shore and the people that come in. What do I need to learn today? What do I need to know?
Well, I think catfish. What we need to spread is that we have an issue with an invasive catfish. The Blue Channel cats in the Chesapeake Bay, who love our crabs as much as we do. So they're eating them up. And these are catfish that are not just, you know, bottom swimmers. These are catfish that literally swim like
a
rockfish.
If you've seen a catfish online that looks big and fat like Jabba the Hutt,
yes,
that's what these are.
Yep. Yes. They're like the size of your kitchen table.
Yeah.
And they are sucking up all the baby crabs. So that is an issue for us. And we've been trying to push eat more catfish. Now, one
you
of the good things.
You want me to sing some Marcone? You want me to sing a little walking
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
Got catfish on the table. Yeah, there. Got
there
gospel
go.
In the air. Yeah, so we got to get the catfish on the table.
We got to get the catfish on the table. The catfish here is absolutely delicious because you are what you eat, and that catfish is very crabby. It's absolutely delicious. So it's not like your muddy catfish that you get from a Louisiana river. Our catfish that are swimming in the bay and eating up all of our crab and rockfish taste delicious. So we're actually going to be promoting Eat More Catfish.
The catfish slider.
A catfish slider at the governor's picnic in a
eat
couple
local.
Of weeks.
Yep.
Yes. And go ahead. You can tell.
I screwed this up because I started seeing this fish called Channa, Channa.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was like taking a Chesapeake catfish and giving it like a name.
A new name.
It turns out it's snakehead.
Oh, it
snakehead is
which
Channa.
Which was also invasive at one point.
Well, of course.
And it's delicious. Out. It is also delicious. It is not as invasive as the cat. Mm-hmm. The cat's far worse than the snakehood.
Well,
snakehead
they were introduced by idiots, right?
So
I mean
both of them
the Virginia government did this, right?
Yes. Yes, they did. And they didn't think that it was going to get out of the rivers. It was for the sport fishermen. But
they didn't think it could survive in salinated water, right?
Correct. And then we had a very rainy
adaptability,
year.
Adaptability.
Yes, exactly.
But we had a very rainy
year. We used to
year.
Be monkeys.
Yes,
right? We adapted.
Exactly. And I don't know who made the not very bright idea of allowing this to happen. But then it just invaded the lower Chesapeake, and it's just been coming further and further north and just destroying everything.
But they're tastier than they are ugly. They're ugly, but they're delicious is what you're
telling
me.
They are delicious, and we need to start eating them because we got to eat our way out of this problem, or we're not going to have any crabs. And that is the honest to God truth. We really need to eat our way out of the problem. So there are some people, specifically Tillman Island Seafood, that's doing a great job. They're processing.
Oh, you got to go. She's got to go. She's going to get food.
She's going to get something.
She's going to get food is what she's doing.
J.J.
You're
going to
feed me, aren't you?
Yes.
All right.
J.J. McDonald, they're another one that are doing a great job. They're processing 25, 30,000 pounds of this stuff a day and sending it all over. I mean, it's a lot.
30,000 pounds of catfish coming out of the bay?
A day.
How many catfish were coming out of the bay 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Zero.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was fishing.
It wasn't commercial, right?
There was this stupid law on the books, again, another dumb law I can tell you about, you couldn't gut a catfish without a USDA inspector.
Oh.
And it was set up for all of the catfish farms in the bayou where they wanted to have it inspected, but this was not a farmed fish. It was wild. They should have done it. They shouldn't have had to do it, but these both Tillman and JJ are having to comply with these regulations, and it took us longer to start commercially fishing them here in this region because of that stupid
law.
We
didn't know we had a problem until 5 years
ago.
No,
we knew we had a problem.
Yeah.
We've known
it's
we had a problem.
Been around longer.
They just didn't do anything about it. And it was this stupid law that was holding us up.
All right. Alicia has smoked fish dip.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Hatteras. I don't think I like smoked fish, but convince me I'm wrong.
Oh, okay. My God. It is absolutely delicious.
Yes.
It doesn't even taste
what
like
what is this?
Fish.
So this is Maryland catfish. It is smoked and made into this dip.
Let me smell it, and I'll tell you what I'm going to like
it. This is one of Tillman Island's
don't make me
products.
Somebody want on the air. I hated my Aunt Angela because she made me eat tuna fish when I was a kid that I didn't want to eat. I like
smell
both
it.
Of you too
smell
much.
Smell it. Smell it.
I don't know. No, I can't do
it. Well, it's
amazing.
It's
bacon. I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's bacon.
It smells
okay.
like bacon. It does.
Okay. It does. And it tastes like bacon, too.
Let me tell you something. It is so good.
It absolutely tastes
good. I've been on the yoga mat in 2 hours.
I
can't be burping that up. I love you, but I can't do it.
Just a little taste.
Let me see what it is. Next week, I'll eat this.
Listen.
We
put
that.
This
I
out.
I know smoked fish is a thing.
Bourbon and bow ties. We put over 1,200 samples of this out that night, and we had a line the entire time.
So people didn't know what it was.
No, they did.
Oh, they did.
We
they
told them what it
back.
Was, but they kept coming back for more.
And they're like, wait, you guys
can
still
I,
have the
can
catfish,
I get
right?
more? Can I get more? Yeah. Can I get more? And I had crab
Wild.
Dip sitting right next to it. I had eat more catfish, save the crab.
Give me one
and
of those.
And
yes.
sure enough,
I'm not going to be a jerk. I'm
just
gonna,
a little tiny.
I mean, you know, what's the line from Rapper's Delight? You know, the when Mama brings the food, you got to like, even if the chicken tastes like wood, you got to be polite. You know, Mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finished. That's bull. So I felt like I was full.
Yes, you got it.
I've
it's
never
not my jam, but I mean.
But it's not bad.
No, it's not. It's
you
not in that, no.
It's like blind test. There's no way you would know that that's catfish.
My wife doesn't like fish so much. She'd eat this because it's salty.
Yes. And it tastes like
she'll
bacon,
like the
honestly.
Salty and the smoky in this.
And we put it on a cucumber round.
Oh, okay. Now
sprinkled some smoked paprika and fresh dill on the top of it. It was fantastic.
So you're basically treating this like you treat a deviled egg?
Kind of.
And there's the problem. Damien Hahn is here. Alicia's here. We're down here at Fately's. They are still shipping crab cakes, making crabs. I saw you get a lot of fish over here as well.
Yes.
Let's talk about the market a little bit. We get in here about a year and a couple weeks ago, right? Like a year and 3 months maybe you've been in here?
Yes.
It's only the second
14 months.
Summer for you in the market. As I sit here today, and it's a Friday, and there's a baseball game in a couple hours, a couple Oriole hats in here. But just there's a vibrancy about summer in the city that might – like I was in Manhattan this week. Everybody leaves when it gets hot, right?
Yeah.
Baltimore's not really like that. I mean, like
no,
the market
people
itself.
Come.
Summer, people come to the city.
People come to the city.
We get a lot of
people
tourists.
Walk. Yeah, we get a lot of tourism.
Science Center, aquarium, zoo. I was at the zoo the other night.
Around.
Yeah, we get people with suitcases.
Wheelie bags, yeah. They come right from the airport straight here, have a meal. And then
this gentleman made a great decision. He's going to get a scratch off from the Maryland lottery too. He doesn't know it yet, but he is
good.
Even if he's not from around here, we're going to treat him like a local.
That's
what we're going to do.
That's right.
But the vibrancy of this market. I was here a few weeks ago for the crab races, and Katie Pumphrey will be here to talk about swimming in the bay, which is its own. I've already tried this. I said I wouldn't swim in the harbor either, but I will not be getting in the harbor tonight. But for the vibrancy of the area and the market, you're a year into this. Is it normalizing to some degree for what you've tried to do here, and you're still trying to get Catonsville
it
open.
Oh my God. I am trying to get Catonsville open. I'm hoping to be open in October.
I wasn't
going
to mention that to the end, but nice.
So we're working on that. We still have the problem with our facade that we're having to replace
October,
all the steel.
That's important. It's my birthday. It's the 14th, so you got something to shoot for.
There
yes.
you go.
Yes.
Well, I'm coming first.
I'm beating up on my builder. They need to get me open in October.
What's it going to be when we find it? What will the fishmonger's daughter look like, featuring the Fadley's? You can have the Fadley's name going to be on the outside of the sign, or okay.
It's going to say Fadley Seafood, the fishmonger's daughter. So it's a brand extension. We're moving our shipping up there, so Fadley's will be in the building.
Closer to the airport.
Yeah, closer to the airport. We'll have the second floor. Will be called the Plymouth Room, and it's a beautiful 4,500 square foot event space. So we have that.
Why Plymouth Room?
Because the building, a lot of people in the area know it as the Plymouth Building.
Because that was the
Because it
the
was wallpaper. Plymouth wallpaper for 60 years. So it was Heidelbach Grocery Store. It was built by the Heidelbach family as a very highline grocery store, like a Dean and DeLuca style grocery store, back in the 1920s. They left in the late 60s. The Singer-Swimmer family picked it up and had Plymouth wallpaper in there.
Man, your side of town has a lot of history, right? I mean, from the mill and Ellicott City, and
so it's 100 years old, but only three people who have ever been in it. So we will be the third, and so we're
and the only one to serve a crab cake.
Yes, right. Yes, exactly. Yes. So it's gonna the building. Everybody who walks in it is going, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. It will be beautiful. It is. It's going to be hard fought. Let me tell you, it's been a challenge because it is an old building, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. I think it's got a lot of ghost in it.
Yeah,
I was over at State Fair last week. I looked up and I see things happening.
Oh yes, there's definitely things happening. The windows were just installed.
Yeah,
those look gorgeous.
And so electric and plumbing is going in as we speak, and walls are going up.
All right, we are getting closer. So, I mean, look, it was like making this place. We thought it was never going to happen, and we're the last standing over the old market.
And
I'm like,
COVID.
You'll get there, you'll get
it
there.
It's COVID, too.
Next thing
I
know, your mom and dad are here, and there's all 500 people here tonight. You open, and then you got a beautiful new business, right?
Yes.
It's
so
hard.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
No. Boy, well, it hasn't been easy.
It is summer here. The crab cakes are delicious. We're down here at Fadley's. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland
and
Lottery.
The catfish. The catfish is delicious.
I'll get one of those. I like catfish. I mean, I'll sprinkle some lemon pepper on there and butter it down and get it out on a grill and all that stuff. Yeah. But in a general sense, this catfish invasion, we've chronicled it a little bit, but this has got to be the summer I start seeing in restaurants, right?
Yes.
That's really the movement in Maryland. I did the Maryland Crab Cake Tour for the first time like 4 or 5 years ago. We weren't talking catfish then. Last year we started talking about it a little bit. I want to see catfish bites on menus, right?
I want to see catfish everywhere. I want to see catfish in the schools. I want to see catfish in the grocery stores. I want to see catfish in every restaurant. There shouldn't be any reason why we're not eating this. It's an excellent product. We actually have, we came up with a really good recipe, and we were chosen to be
it's really good.
A crispy catfish slider with Fadley slaw and a McCutcheon's hot honey made with Tobacco Barn bourbon.
Good job.
All Maryland products.
Hold on.
That's good.
Say that. Say it again. It's slower.
It's a whole mouthful.
Slow it down here.
We're
talking about a cat. I'm thinking catfish is a filet. All right, and it's not that. It's a sandwich. It's a slider.
It's a slider.
So you're taking an oversized catfish bite, and you're putting that on a brioche.
Yes.
They're going to hold me pictures.
I've got a picture.
So I got a photo.
You know, I walked around New York yesterday. I looked at 20,000 things. I only ate 3 or 4 of them. So I like looking at food. Okay. You know, I got to see it to eat it.
Yes.
I eat with my eyes.
So
I'll hold that up there. That looks like a chicken sandwich. It looks like a filet of fish, which is better. Look at that. I'd eat that.
It looks like Chick-fil-A.
It looks better. I like that. I'll eat it. I'd eat that.
But it's our delicious Fadley slaw.
Hold that up again.
Let me see this catfish.
See that right there? That's what we got to eat. Okay. All right. That's good.
The batter has the J-O bay in it.
So it's got an Old Bay vibe to it.
Yes, but then it's got a hot honey that I made with
mayo on this.
Maryland bourbon.
All right, no mayo on this.
And McCutcheon's honey.
No tartar either, right?
No tartar, no mayo. It's a hot honey drizzle.
Mm-hmm. Just a drizzle of it. So it gives you a little
bit of a sweet and spicy.
Yeah.
So it's a spicy fish sandwich.
Yes, sweet and spicy. Because you got the sweetness of the slaw and the sweetness of the honey.
And crunchy, too.
And crunchy. It's delicious.
Can I say this?
We're going to be in a competition.
A fish sandwich without tartar?
Yes.
I'm a winner. That unto itself. I've been staring at your mother here for about a year and a half. I know you've been staring at her longer than that. And I looked over here about 20 minutes ago, and I saw this GQ piece here. Uh-huh. Alan Richman. Uh-huh. All others were forgotten. However, the moment I tasted the big lump crab cake at John W. Fadley Seafood. This story looks to be maybe about 25 years old. Looks like 1991.
Probably, yeah.
It says, I found the best crab cakes in Maryland, but please hold the tartar sauce.
Yes.
And that's a thing that I didn't understand until I did the real tour and went everywhere. Everybody puts tartar. To me, tartar was for a fish sandwich.
Right. Yeah.
Tartar always came on like the filet-o-fish. Right. That's what you got, you know?
Exactly.
So you're doing a fish sandwich different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't need tartar on the crab cake. We don't need tartar on this sandwich. This sandwich is so good. But we're going to be in a competition.
All right, I'm going to eat
one
of these.
At the governor's luncheon. There were 11 people selected, and we were one of them, and we're going to go serve this to 500 people.
And you know what? They're going to come up and say, Fadley's, where are your crab cakes? Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what they're going to say.
I'm like, oh, exactly.
You didn't bring the catfish ate them.
You didn't bring us any
There's the catfish ate my crab cakes. Yeah. That's a sign for you.
Yeah, we got to eat some catfish so that we can have the crabs.
Are you featuring that down here?
I mean, we will after the competition. It's actually a competition.
Say,
it's July 16th.
Let's just say Katie Pumphrey, she swallowed a lot of bay water, probably a lot of fish too. If I looked over here and she was eating that sandwich right now, I'd say, what is that? Uh-huh. Can I have a bite of that? Because that did look really good.
Yeah, I mean, it is really definitely.
Like, I want to eat
delicious.
That.
I can make you
that. It didn't sound good, but it looks good.
What I don't have is I don't have the hot honey drizzle made, but we will have it after the competition.
I don't need it today. I'm going to yoga today. Okay. I got to get together with Katie and find out
about
her.
But I'll do it for you. I'll make it for you.
Yeah, these are just...
Because we always have the slalom, we always have the catfish, and we always have the brioche bun.
Is she going to try to jump in Inner Harbor?
I know. She's
probably.
She lived.
Yeah.
Look at her.
I watched her swim up.
I'll definitely condone that.
Brought tears to my eyes when I watched her swim up.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to break, and I'm going to bring Katie in, and I get a fourth mic. I can figure out what we're going to do here. I want you guys to talk about your relationship with her, because I have a whole story with her about swimming the English Channel 10, 11 years ago. She did the show. Then she was doing the bobber over there with the trying to piss off the crab to win the competition. And we got to talking, and it turns out, like, she was already in my phone. So...
It's so funny.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like, you need to meet Katie. I've got somebody to introduce you to. And
she
then
looked at me
the
like,
entire time.
I've been on
like,
your show before. I know you are nasty, nasty.
All
right, Alicia's here. Damie's here. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're Fadley's. We're here at the beautiful new Lexington Market. I don't have to call it new anymore. It's just, it's the real Lexington Market. We're
That's
here.
It.
It's a Friday afternoon. People everywhere. Orioles in town. Come on down and enjoy yourself. Don't order the fish sandwich just yet.
You can get the catfish sandwich, and you can get it with coleslaw.
You just can't get it with the hot honey.
Right.
Our secret. Well, it's not a secret yet. It will be.
It will be
until the competition's over, and then I'm going to give the recipe to everybody.
You put Old Bay into the batter.
We put the J.O. in the batter.
I'm sorry.
And then I used Old Bay hot sauce in the honey.
I'm telling Ginger.
I'm the taster.
I'm going to tell her.
You know, look.
I put it all in there. I wanted it all Maryland.
No, I thought you. No, we did use J.O.
Hold on, what was this other thing you told me you were doing
in the batter?
Not Old Bay.
Oh, what was it? The hot honey's from Maryland, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
What's the name of that company you said?
It's the hot honey is McCutcheon's honey.
McCutcheon.
And it has Tobacco Barn bourbon from the Eastern Shore. Or from actually the Western Shore.
Bourbon honey hot.
Yeah.
Fish battered. J.O.
Literally all of the components, even down to the bread and coleslaw.
No tomato?
All made here.
Yes.
Tomatoes?
No tomatoes.
I like a tomato. Why do you look at me like that? Tomato's good on a sandwich.
Oh, I'm not a tomato person. It's
you have the best
tomatoes.
You
don't need it on this one.
I know we do.
You
but
have delicious little tomatoes.
It's going to make it soggy.
Well,
if I eat it quick. I'll tell you right now.
You're going to have to eat it quick.
But back for more. We're Fadley's. Katie right. Pumphrey's going to sit in. We're going to talk about swimming in the Inner Harbor. I haven't jumped in as before the oil spill, which I talked to Doug Workman from Liberty Pure about last week. We are at Fadley's. We are Baltimore Positive. Stay with us. We're going to maybe have some fun, talk about swimming. Katie's going to try to convince me to swim across the bay.